Hi, everyone. We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by a very interesting guy. His name is Mark Saltvight, and he is the author of this book, The Tao of Chip Kelly. He's our favorite subject, of course, here, and this is the comprehensive book, The Lessons from America's Most Innovative Coach. Before we get into the book, Mark, let's talk about you and what inspired you as an Oregon Ducks football fan.
Sure. Well,
write this about Chip.
I'm a freelance writer from Oregon, and when Chip Kelly came to Oregon, before I even knew his name, I mean, honestly, I didn't know who the offensive coordinator was. The team just started compelling me. And, you know, honestly, my wife was like, shouldn't you be hustling up some paying jobs here instead of reading about football and obsessing over this team? Little did we know I was working on my next book.
Yeah, what is it about Chip that makes him so unique? As you've studied him not only extensively at Oregon, but, I mean, we've found him to be extremely innovative in not only what he does in the playing field, but his press conferences, the way he relates to his players.
Right.
How about you?
Well, exactly. For me, the important thing is the philosophy underlying all of his football, because his strategies are going to change. His plays change. We've seen even this year, you think he's going to go run, he goes with a pass, vice versa. But underneath that, the philosophy behind it, like on Monday after the loss to Minnesota, he at the press conference was saying, we want to play with emotion, not let emotion play with us. Well, that's chapter 29 of the book. That's one of his rock-solid principles that has never changed over the years, even as he adapts to his players and comes in with new strategies.
Big on the military
yes, absolutely.
As well.
Right. Well, my thought of it is that Chip is focused on people who perform under high-pressure situations at a very high level. And in football, obviously, you don't play well, you don't stay in the league. But if you're in the Navy SEALs, you don't play well, you die. Mm-hmm. So the people who get through that and succeed know what it takes in the toughest of situations. How can you not respect that?
And to me, you know, getting to know Chip here, completely in love with the game of football.
Yes.
Has certainly done his homework. This is no fraud at all.
Absolutely.
This is somebody who grinds at it. And then he's open-minded enough to accept principles like, you know, the sports science, like hiring a West Coast offensive coordinator.
Right.
Like changing some of the structure of his offense to fit the personnel. Where's that all come from?
Well, the way I put it in the book is Chip studies at the foot of football. He's not putting himself above football. He's not, I'm telling football what to do. He's like, this is a complicated, mysterious business. You need all attention and diligence to stay on top of it. And he has the humility to go, well, that's not working. Let's do something else. That's one of the things I love about him the most.
Mark, did you have any question about Chip making the transition from college to the NFL?
Well, my biggest worry, of course, with like a lot of people, was are the egos of NFL players going to be able to handle it? And I think Chip has handled that in a couple ways. First of all, by, can I say names, like clearing out people like Namdi. You know,
sure.
If you're going to eat lunch in your car to get some more me time, you're definitely not going to fit on a Chip Kelly team. But I think you find that a lot of people want to win. They make a lot of money and they have a lot of fun playing a game they love. And if you can show them a way to do it better, they're not going to fight you on it.
Yeah, I guess the question every Eagles fan wants to know, how will Chip Kelly win a Super Bowl here? What can we expect from Chip on a daily and weekly basis? To me, there's an element of, and I hate to use this expression, I don't want it to be taken negatively, mad scientist involved here. He's constantly experimenting with things. And if it doesn't work, okay, I won't use it again, but I'm not going to be afraid to use it.
Well, exactly, and I think that's what makes him successful. Football is a very tradition-bound sport, you know, and people have a lot of this, what are you, crazy? That's some kind of Fruit Loops theory, you know. Chip will give it a try. It's only a play. You know, he got a lot of criticism for that Brad Smith play, which I defended in my column. You know, but it's only one play. It was first down. Okay, now it's second down. You lost 3 yards. It's not the end of the world. If it had worked, you learned something big, then you've got something to use in the future.
It's interesting that a coach who could win so big so often in college would be able to make the transition to this week, where every game is 3 to 5 points based on turnovers, takeaways, little mistakes like that.
But that's, again, him following football and not coming in with my theory is going to revolutionize the game. Some reporter said that. You never heard Chip Kelly saying that stuff. You know, back at New Hampshire when he took over as offensive coordinator, they were a losing team for 5 or 6 years. And a lot of that was on the defense, but it's not like he is unfamiliar with losing a football game and how to rebound and get your players up again.
So you're simply a very intelligent guy, world palindrome champion.
Yes.
A stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And just a huge college football fan who is interested in Chip Kelly.
Yeah, I was an Oregon fan, and the way I put it is he just commanded my attention with the way he ran that team. And the more I got into him, the more I thought the underlying philosophical stuff, I think is applicable not only to football, but to any kind of organization, any team, any company, any office that you run. A lot of these principles, like one of my favorite is the one, we want to be motivated by a desire to excel, not a fear of failure. That's any manager in the world can use that. That's mm-hmm. important stuff.
Have you ever met him?
I've yelled questions at him at press conferences like a lot of reporters, but right. Bob Ford and Zach Berman get answered.
Right. He is not exactly reaching out to the media.
And he made a comment that I thought was pretty revealing a couple weeks ago. People were criticizing for something, and he was like, oh, that's just stuff people write down,
yeah.
Which I think is a pretty good description of his view of words. But the way I look at it, I imagine he's thinking, if I win, everybody will love me. If I lose, everybody will hate me. Why should I talk to some writer?
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, wins and losses. Here's the book, The Tao of Chip Kelly, and you can make sure that you purchase it. How can Eagles fans get this, Mark?
www.chipkelly.tv. It's on Amazon.com.
Chipkelly.tv.
Yeah, and, bookstores all around.
Right, I know it's a bunch of – you're doing a bunch of signings here and there.
Yeah,
and
Chester County Book Company on Saturday, Helium Comedy Club tomorrow night.
Okay, good. Well, here we go. This is Mark Salveit.
Saltvite.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
I'm just thrown off by how much we look alike. That's the scary part for me. All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
And
we look forward to having you throughout the years here.
I'd love to do it.
Check in on Chip. Thanks so much, Mark. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.